I'm standing with Chido Govera from Zimbabwe, and I believe you're speaking on Saturday at the Do Lectures.
Yes, I'm speaking on Saturday.
What about?
Just my personal story and the work that I'm doing in Zim with orphans and all of Africa, training mushroom farming, but all coming from the basis that people need to learn to do what they can with what they have, and everyone can contribute to making the change that we want to see in Africa.
So the mushrooms that you grow, what kind of mushrooms? Do we have the same kind of mushrooms over here?
We're growing mainly oyster mushrooms, and this, I mean, cultivated mushrooms are more or less the same everywhere. It just depends on who's doing it and where they're doing it. So we're growing oyster, and that's because it's the simplest to grow. We're reaching out to the unreached people of Africa in the villages, and we start with something that's easy, something that they can grow using the waste material that they have available.
How rewarding is this for the orphans themselves? What do they learn from growing mushrooms?
So firstly, they learn to provide for their own food, but also celebrating the waste that's all around them. Because, you know, you go to any poor person, there's lots of agricultural waste and they don't have any food. By converting the waste material into mushrooms, then they can secure food for themselves. A very personal encounter, I was out of school at the age of 9, and I learned to grow mushrooms at 11. And I was able to feed my little brother, my grandmother, and now I'm passing that knowledge to other people. So I learned to provide food for when I was younger and kind of stop myself from being abused by my uncles and the people that were around me. And then now I'm actually using that to teach other orphans. So I've learned a skill that I'm passing on to other orphans.
Why, what inside you made you think, actually, I won't sit on my secrets and create a big pile of money and an empire. I want to inspire and share. What made you do that?
Actually, it was funny because I went out of school when I was 9 and then I went back when I was 16. And then every time I was walking around and going to school and sitting there, I was thinking about what is happening to other orphans. I had very difficult experiences. And just the memory of that kept me thinking that this is something that has to come to an end. And so that's how I decided to share what I know. And at 20, I went out of school. I said, no more. I want to actually do something and change lives and stop other young orphans from getting into trouble. And yeah.
Wow. Who inspires you?
Not very sure.
Do you have any mentors? Were the people that taught you a lot that you kind of respect?
I have lots of people that inspire me. It's a little bit funny to say this, because people are always telling me, don't be like Mother Teresa. You have to take care of yourself once in a while. And so I guess that's some of the things. And I do have mentors. I have an adopted father who's a very good mentor, often just sending me anywhere to do something, and he really believes in me. And that's the kind of thing that I really, hope to cultivate within all the people that I reach out to actually go to the orphans and say, instead of you sitting here and feel sorry about yourself, get up and do something. You can change it. And to give them that power so that they know they can change it for themselves, but they also know they can change it for other people.
So there must be an amazing sense of community as well.
Yeah, there has to be that as well, because the thing is, actually, for me, the most important thing is to actually start redefining family, because for these orphans, that's the most important thing. They need to learn to redefine family and not just be, stuck in the old thoughts of family, and that it has to be by blood, but it has to be something that we can build together. And through redefining family and rebuilding family, we can actually build a strong community where everyone is a very important part of the community and they contribute. They're not separated from everyone else by the name orphan, and that they cannot stop themselves from doing and expressing themselves because they have this name that they're called.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the full story when you talk here at the lectures. It's fascinating. Is there an online resource for somebody listening to this where they can find out more about what you do?
I have written a biography about myself that I'm actually rewriting now because, when I wrote it, it was a little bit like, okay, I have to write it, I have to heal and everything. So the reason why I'm rewriting it is because I have to face those things and kind of get over my experiences. So there is a book available, and the name is The Future of Hope, which is in a few years, one or two maybe, is going to be actually a very practical demonstration where people can come and see what is the future of hope. Just basically what it is to look at our past unpleasant experiences and actually use it as motivation to help us do things that bring the change that we want to see. Like, yeah.
Focusing on the good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you made it here. There is a completely separate, very exciting story about how lots of people here rallied around to get you the visa and put pressure on so that you could actually come over here. So welcome. Thank you for coming here, and look forward to speaking more later.
Thank you.